It's a bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Barrier Free Plus. For a free home assessment and design consultation on your bathroom, kitchen, and living space remodeling project, visit BarrierFreePlusInc.com or go to Barrier Free Plus Inc. on Facebook. Now here are the Inside Outside Guys, Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
Good afternoon and welcome to the bonus hour, what the guys like to call the education hour. Today featuring our good friends at Barrier Free Plus. And we are broadcasting from probably the prettiest place so far.
We've never been invited on a personal yacht.
A yacht, yeah. From the famous Pearl Beach in Clay Township, I believe it is, right?
Clay Township,
okay. And like I said, today we're featuring Barrier Free Plus.
Yeah, we want you to pay attention during this next hour because there's a lot of things that this company can do for you, your mom and dad, your grandparents, that people are totally unaware of. So we're going to try to focus on the products that Barrier Free Plus can bring to their home.
Yeah, we will be talking National Disabilities Awareness Month, which we are in right now. Stick around for the next hour of The Inside. Once again, real quick, if you have any family that you think may need some help now or in the future, get a hold of them, give them a call, make sure they listen to the next hour of The Inside Outside Guys, again, featuring Barrier Free Plus.
Welcome back to the bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys featuring Barrier Free Plus. We're going to introduce to you, or reintroduce, I should say, the owner of Barrier Free Plus, the president of Barrier Free Plus, Inc., Dave Malkovich. Dave, how you doing?
Doing very well, thank you.
Are you?
Absolutely.
We're on your boat. You should be doing well.
Well, it's not my boat. It's a company boat that's operated through as a service from Barrier Free Plus, through No Limits Fishing Adventures.
Well, tell people what you do on this boat. We had a great time this morning. Tell people what you do for people with disabilities, how you help them.
Well, as you know, we're a disability contractor, and for years we have seen people that never get to do anything except go to doctor's appointments or therapy or just hang out in their house. So what our company wanted to do is create a different environment for the people with a disability to appreciate and enjoy. And we created and had built this barrier-free boat titled the Barrier Breaker that allows people that with limited mobility to be able to get out, enjoy a 3-hour or a 6-hour trip on the water, and just have a great time and get them out of the house.
Dave, most people, they see people with various disabilities when they go to church or maybe when they go out to the grocery store, but you see them every day. And you see what you just said, see them sitting around every day with not a lot to do. And I think it's a great heart that you have and Joe and Blair have that you made this boat, you made it here, and you want to help these people. And not just, I mean, you do this for a living, but you also want to help these people that has nothing to do with business.
Well, that's one of the things that we truly appreciate is being a give back company. Sure, we do a lot of other services. We'll remodel a bathroom. We'll create ramps. We'll make things look like they belong in the house, not an add-on to the house. We do stair lifts, vertical platform lifts, grab bars. Rolling showers are a pretty important thing, a very popular part of our products. We'll widen doors so that a wheelchair or a walker can get through. We'll create walker steps that are less steep and easier for a person. We do a lot of lighting, adding lighting to dark hallways. The worst thing a person can do is get up in the middle of the night to have to use the restroom and can't find a light switch. So all the little things that we can do to add to a person's not only convenience, but their ability to stay in the residence and enjoy the residence.
You know, Ken and I have talked for almost the 16 years we've been on the air about the fact that it is far less expensive for someone to hire a company like Barrier Free Plus to come in and modify their home than it is to put somebody in a third-party owned place. Monthly cost for those things, $3,000, $5,000, $7,000. I mean, it's crazy. But you guys can take a home, you said something very important, and modify it without making it look different without making it look like a disabled person lives there.
Well, exactly. And a lot of our clients or customers come from a hospital or a rehab center, and we don't want to put them back in there.
No.
We want them to feel good in their home. We want them to have their friends come visit with them. We want them to have their family members come see them and enjoy a real, truly easy, comfortable living experience.
How about the stigma that attaches to the, I mean, having an aluminum three-turn ramp in your front yard?
Yeah, why is that important?
Well, having a ramp or something in front of your yard that says an elderly or a disabled person lives there is an open invitation a lot of times for people with criminal activity.
Right.
I mean, they're an easy prey or easy target. So we try to make it, if you're going to do a ramp and we can place it on a rear elevation of the house, we'll try and do that. And sometimes you don't have a choice but to have the obvious ramp. But if we do something with landscaping to make a ramp out of concrete that looks like it's part of the sidewalk,
you can almost make them disappear into the landscaping.
We could blend it right in. But again, it's something that we try to do. We can't do in every case. But a bathroom doesn't have to look like a hospital bathroom.
Dave, you've been a licensed builder here in the state of Michigan for the last 25 years, and there are so many aspects of building a home, so many that we can think of. Go to theinsideoutsideguys.com and look at all the trades. What made you go into this? What made you decide this is what you wanted to do when it came to the construction industry for you?
It's just a rewarding experience. I actually got involved with it from my own mother falling and modified her home. We thoroughly enjoyed it. She was able to stay in her home for a good number of years thereafter. We found that there aren't a lot of companies that do exactly what we do. We studied it, we enjoy it, and we enjoy, you know, working with our employees to put smiles on people's faces that normally would not be able to.
Does a house that Barrier Free Plus works on necessarily have to look like the hospital room? I know we touched on this just a minute ago, but I think it's important for people to understand that there's an answer to that question, and it's not what they think.
There is an answer to that question, and no, it does not have to look like a hospital room. We have, like, grab bar dealers that we can order custom grab bars that look like towel bars in a bathroom.
Yeah.
They actually are in different colors. We could have them powder coated so they don't look like that. When we do a shower, we build a niche in there so it doesn't look like shelving sticking out of a hospital room. All of the product lines that are available today are being available and manufactured in ways that a person actually feels comfortable with them.
You're not going to test everything you're saying, and I see it, that this is a passion for you. Because I look at your Facebook page, and you know, you told us earlier today, you'll do just a couple of grab bars. Your Facebook page the other day just had what I like to call it a senior step, which helps people get down off those steps easier for the senior. So you'll do the small jobs and the big jobs as well, correct?
We just did a Facebook post. It was one step.
That's what I'm talking about, yeah. Right.
One single step. But it helped the person. So the more we could help a person, you don't know what's going to happen down the line. You don't know what their friends may need. And if we make it simpler for one person, we'll make it simpler for many more.
That's phenomenal. That's phenomenal. Well, let's do this. Let's go to break. When we get back from break, let's talk to a couple of your guys that are such a big part of what you do here at Barrier Free Plus and why you do.
Couldn't do it without them.
Hey, stick around more with our friend from Barrier Free Plus right here on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to this bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Barrier Free Plus. For a free home assessment and design consultation on your bathroom, kitchen, and living space remodeling project, visit BarrierFreePlusInc.com or go to Barrier Free Plus Inc. on Facebook. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
Right now, we're going to talk to both Dave and Joe Nichols. Joe, you've got kind of a special background that brings you to this company and your passion and love for this company. You want to talk about that a little bit before we get into specifics?
Absolutely. Hello, everybody. As you said, beautiful day here at the Pearl Beach Fishing Pier. My background and what makes it special to me is a couple of things. My son was born after I was discharged from the military a few years. And he is with us actually on the boat today, Zachary. Zachary just turned 31, and Zachary's a Down syndrome man. So this signing of this act by George Herbert Walker Bush, number 41, it took place July 26th, but in 1990. Zachary was born in 1992, so those rights were afforded to him once he was born.
What was the act?
Yeah, I misspoke earlier about the month. Today was the day it was signed, and March is actually the month that we're going to highlight, correct?
That's correct. March recognizes people with disabilities. It's Disability Awareness Month. July was when the 41st president signed it. The 101st Congress adopted it. And what it did was become part of almost... similar to or in addition to the Civil Rights Act, which it affords people with disabilities certain rights under constitutional law that they didn't have prior to this. The unique thing about the ADA Act was that while Herbert Walker, 41, signed it, his son, W, 43rd, he amended it in 08 to add other types of recognition for disabilities like telecommunications, because those things had become prominent so that people could function on websites that couldn't hear or that were blind. Sure. That, you know, because those just weren't things that were done as much in the 90s as they were after the 2000s.
And when you talk about disabilities, there are all sorts of disabilities included in this act, right?
There are a ton of them, and some of them are diabetes, fibromyalgia, PTSD, which a lot of people don't realize I have PTSD. I'm a 90% combat disabled veteran. I have been very fortunate between my family and the people that I work with and that surround myself with have always recognized that sometimes I need to take a minute just because of that. Cancer, diabetes, HIV, autism, cerebral palsy, hearing loss, blindness, epilepsy. I mean, as you said, there's just so many things covered under this that weren't there. What it did was it equalized society, or it helped to equalize society for people with whatever type of disability, or as we like to talk about, different ability, that was recognized. It made businesses comply so that they were able to, folks in wheelchairs, access that business or get to the second floor. They use the restroom. So, I mean, and that's just a small part that probably many people realize as they go to a business and they see that concrete ramp.
Well, you see, I think a lot of people don't realize it when they walk into those because they're done so well. They've been integrated into all these different restaurants, because when we were kids, we never saw those stuff, okay? But those ramps, when you first walk in the door, have been integrated. I can think of quite a few restaurants that you can't even tell. That is meant for a wheelchair, a lot like what you do in houses, correct, Dave?
Absolutely, and, you know, having the barrier breaker has afforded me to see a lot of different things in my life. And the people that participate with us, all the way people with limited eyesight, to people on walkers, to people in wheelchairs, to people with hand dexterity issues. Any little thing can make life difficult.
Sure.
And at Barrier Free, we try and make it simpler for every facet of life that a person may experience.
Now, Joe mentioned ADA compliant. Ken mentioned it. Do you have to make a house ADA compliant, or can you customize it to the needs of the person living there?
We need to customize it to the person living there. There are ADA requirements for commercial buildings, and we try to stay as close as we can to those reference points, but you don't want to set a 4'11" person with a grab bar that's 34 inches in height.
Yeah, or 30-inch countertops, 36-inch countertops in the kitchen.
We could customize it for the individual living there and make it best for their environment.
And for people who don't know, ADA is the Americans with Disabilities Act. I want to make sure I got that.
Correct.
So when Barrier Free Plus goes into a home, do you study the individual that you're going to tailor the home to before you prescribe solutions?
Well, we have two different type of individuals that we can work with. Oftentimes, if a person's involved with an accident, they'll have their own person write the protocol for
us. Like a traumatic brain injury, you might have a physical therapist or an occupational therapist?
Correct. And they'll have written specifications that are best for the person. A person that's strictly aging in place, we have to be the eyes and ears for them or a family member. Quite often, children identify more than we do as, you know, the person building it. They'll know because they just saw their parents at Thanksgiving and what they were able to do. And, you know, when that family gets together, they say, they're actually the person that recommends us. The parents think they'll live through anything. But their children are often the people that are actually the catalyst that starts the program going.
Are there issues you run into when perhaps mom and dad have put the home into a trust, but yet they want to remodel it and stay in it? Does that affect what you do at all or how you do it?
It doesn't affect anything that we do. The trust's strictly there to disperse money. And once the need is established, the money's dispersed accordingly, and it doesn't really matter to the family. They're most importantly, they want to see their parents maintain safety.
Awesome.
And Dave, you mentioned stigmatization earlier from the house. The people in that house have a stigma. You know, they have pride. You know, they may not want to do some of the things we're talking about. So would you recommend maybe, you know, my mom's 80 years old. Someday you and I having a conversation, you know, maybe we should have had it 10 years ago. But is this a good conversation to have with kids that may see this coming up in the future, these issues coming up in the future?
Well, it's a slow process. Nobody wants to think that they need grab bars. Nobody wants to think that they are going to fall down the steps.
Oh.
Nobody wants to think that they need ugly handrails on their porch.
And sometimes you get parents that say, we want that money to go to the kids. We don't want to spend it on our house.
Right. Almost all parents are like that.
We are, aren't we? Yeah.
They've suffered through a lot. They've been through a lot. You know, a lot of these people lived through the Depression era.
Yeah.
They know what it's like to live without.
Right.
They
exactly.
know what it's like to struggle. And they want to make things better for their children. Unfortunately for them, as they get older and their children get more successful, their parents, the kids don't really want their parents' money.
Right.
They rather have them around. They rather visit them at their house than in the hospital bed. So they, you know, you try and create an environment that is a compromise for everybody. And it is a compromise because they've lived in that home for sometimes 40 years rather well without any problems. They don't even know that they have a concern or they don't think they have a concern, but the rest of everybody else does.
Yeah, they're so used to lifting that step over that shower, lifting up those front steps that may have been out of code for the
having that dark hallway that they're navigating at night to go to the bathroom.
And they know they have no idea how some of these easy, a lot of the things that you do are very simple things that make people's lives easier, but they're just not aware of them. Is that fair to say?
And we had that discussion earlier today when we were out at the end of the water here.
Yeah.
That
we did.
People don't really realize that everything doesn't cost a fortune.
Right.
They can do simple grab bars or that simple step. Little things that'll make life just a little bit simpler, keep them out of the hospital bed, and keep them living in a position where they're happy and able to, you know, navigate their own life.
Do you find, Dave, that the Work Barrier Free Plus does for most homes actually adds value to the home as well as to the living experience there?
It does. I myself even have a walk-in shower. And it wasn't a big
thing. What kind
thing.
Of at that point, you and I?
I've had it for a while. But the little things that you do, if you have towel bars that operate both as a grab bar and as a towel bar, they're built in together. They don't look any differently.
Yep.
But they are a safety issue. So everything does not have to be an elevator or, you know, a vertical platform lift. It's little simple things that we could do. Lighting is a big issue.
Yes.
But when you do that, when someone does those simple things, then when it is time to sell that house, they're opening that house to a whole new demographic. Because it may be someone who's my age, who's in my, you know, late 50s, and the next house I go into, I'm staying in forever. And if I saw something like that, that would make it so I could stay there forever. That's just another bonus.
Absolutely, and it just makes it better all the way around, because the things that we do not look clinical.
Right.
If you look at our website, the bathrooms all have accent stripes. We do every little thing that we can to make it look like it's a pleasant place in an upper-scale environment.
Yeah, sometimes those accent stripes can be safety stripes as well, by calling attention to maybe where a countertop surface ends and the edge begins, or where the wall's going to pop up at the end of a run of flooring or something.
Let's keep this conversation up when we get back from break, guys. I want everyone to stick around as we continue this conversation with Barrier Free Plus right here on AM 760 WJR. Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys Bonus Hour, Education Hour, today featuring Barrier Free Plus. Chuck, most people don't know this, but Blair and Dave were kind enough to take us out fishing this morning, and we didn't hit the fish real well, but what a beautiful morning. What a great way to spend the morning here in Southeast Michigan. It's just absolutely paradise, isn't it?
It absolutely is, and Blair Hughes apparently is the company lead for the boat. Blair, is that a fair way to characterize you?
Yeah, I guess that's a fairly accurate description, if you will. Hey, we got the skunk out of the boat today, so, you know, it's a beautiful morning. We did get a few fish in the boat, not as many as we'd like, but definitely a good time out there, and very happy to have you guys on board today.
And it's world class. This is world class. Well,
thank you. We appreciate that. This was a dream of Dave's from the get-go, and fortunately, Barrier Free Plus was able to sponsor the boat, and we created the boat, the Barrier Breaker, because we're about taking down barriers for folks that, you know, when somebody gets in an accident or they have a disability or they have a heart attack, a stroke, mobility issues, life can't stop. Life has to go on. So we take great pride in what we do. We try to make it first class. We try to get the folks out on the water, get some of the sunshine, the vitamin D, and enjoy the wind in their face, and maybe you're fished at the other end of the rod. And I can tell you 105% of everyone that comes on the boat has a great time, and we enjoy doing it.
Oh, we had a great time. It was absolutely beautiful this morning.
Yeah, I can't imagine not. So are there any limits to the type of disability that a person might have?
No, not really. The only limits are, I guess, related to the person's ability to be away. Like, for instance, we had a gentleman that was on oxygen, and we had to cut it short because the oxygen was running low in his tank, something like that. But the boat's specifically designed to distribute a weight load of power wheelchairs. We could take two at a time if need be. Dave and I and our staff that go out in the water, we're not caregivers. So if someone does anticipate a need for something, they need to have a caregiver. We do a lot of work with the Veterans Association, and they typically will send out a veteran with a caregiver. So we get like a couple veterans and a couple caregivers at the time. But no, there's not really any limits. There was a lot of, we don't know what we don't know, but we think we've gone through the paces. The company that designed the boat, Angler Quest, the president's a special needs dad, so he, and a fisherman, so he knew what we needed. So no, there's really no limits. And we're at the Pearl Beach Fishing Pier in Clay Township. There's a handicap park that's being developed right now. It's a handicap pier, 16 feet wide, wheelchair accessible. So like all the ducks lined up in a row to be where we're at today.
It really, I mean, I'm looking at the parking lot right now. Someone in a wheelchair or a special van could pull right up and then wheel right into this boat.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I want people to really hear this next thing that we're going to talk about. Let's talk to the people out there that need your service, and let's talk to some people that you need them. How can people out there help you as well?
Well, the No Limits Fishing Adventures is a nonprofit 501c3 organization. So we just got done with our biggest fundraiser of the year, the Bay Area Fishing Tournament, Bay Area Sports Show. Huge success until the pop-up storm kind of canceled this out on Saturday night. But
kind of year has
we have a website, nolimitsfishing.org. On that website, there's a donation page. We don't charge anybody. That's the one thing that are differentiates us from every other charter service out there, not only the ability to take people with mobility issues or disabilities, but we don't charge them anything.
You don't even take a tip, do you?
No, we typically refuse that. If they want to, we direct them to go to the website. And I can tell you, I'll speak for Dave and our staff, there's not a night that we, or day that we go on the water, or a night when I put my head on my pillow, I don't feel good. Simply to get folks out here away from their day-to-day challenges of home, of going to the doctor or not, you know.
And it's not, I mean, this is a big boat. It takes a lot to run a boat like this, not just the fuel, but all the equipment, the maintenance, everything else. So those who are listening that are able to help out with something like this, you're giving a great gift to people in need.
Absolutely, and we appreciate everybody's support that we do get. So
how does somebody arrange to get a family member on this boat for a fishing charter?
Yeah, so we have a website, as I mentioned, nolimitsfishing.org. It's pretty interactive. We tried to, again, check all the boxes. Being Dave and I have been on many fishing charters ourselves, so we kind of know what needs to be there, what questions are typically. There's an FAQ page. There's a sign-up page which takes you to a calendar to schedule a trip. All you got to do is go on the website, click on Book a Trip. It'll take you to our booking calendar. We do Wednesdays and Sundays are the days that we do get out on the water because we still are barrier-free plus. We're still out making people's lives better in their homes as well. But Wednesdays and Sundays we get out. We go out twice a day, 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. If someone wants to do a whole day, they just book two trips for one day. And then that sends that info to me. I get with them, and then we set it up. We're gonna go run trips through October this year. Last year we did about 30 trips. Less maybe a few cancellations for the weather, but this year we're on path to do close to 50 trips, and we just are grateful to be blessed enough to be able to do it.
And it's world-class fishing. It's a world-class area.
Yes. So
one thing, you know, Chuck, whenever I go fishing at a place like this, I make up my mind I'm going to have a good time no matter how many fish I catch. And
oh, absolutely.
Conversation and just enjoyed the absolute world-class area.
I mean, where we were, there were sturgeon coming up to the surface and rolling on the surface. I mean, it's just...
Sturgeon, I thought they were almost...
Extinct,
yeah.
They were with the Tyrannosaurus rexes out there that we saw.
Actually, the St. Clair River, this portion of it, is known as the sturgeon capital of the Midwest, if you will. And to your point about, this is a world-class fishery, Lake St. Clair, St. Clair River, there's a Bassmaster Elite Tournament here this weekend for bass, for perch, for walleye, for muskie, for sturgeon. This is a very fruitful, productive waterway for sure. And, you know, folks, we take out guys that are people that are fishermen, somebody that may have had an illness or an incident, so now they're limited mobility. They're experienced fishermen. They really get into that. Last Sunday, we had 6 blind children and never been fishing at all. So it's the full gamut of that.
Wow.
You know, because fishing, my son and I talk about this, the feel of that fish on the end of the line, you don't have to be sighted to appreciate that wonderful.
I saw your eyes bold up when you grabbed that rod this morning.
It is. It's just such a cool thing. And you can relive it at night like you talked about, putting your head on the pillow. It's like, wow, that was... So do people typically take home fish that they can clean?
Yeah, that's... one of the situations is there's no cleaning station here. You got to get a lot of DNR regulatory approvals and everything. But what we do have an adequate live well on the boat. We do keep all the fish, and we let them know beforehand, if you want to take fish home, bring a cooler. We don't have a facility to clean them. And quite a few of the customers that come out, the patrons of the boat, do keep their fish. Yeah, absolutely. Because like I said, some people are people that fish really hardcore for 30 years, and now they don't fish because they don't have the equipment, they don't have the time, they don't have the wherewithal. So when they get out here, it's about putting fish in the freezer.
You've got it all.
Oh, yeah. It's about putting fish on the table.
You know, Dave, Blair, and Joe, we see the passion that you guys have for what you do. You go to work every day, and you help people. You come out here, and you have fun, and you help people. Be the bow, no pun intended, to be the bow of the ship, the person that steers all this, Dave, it's just got to bring you so much satisfaction at the end of the day.
Like I said, we work in a business that's extremely rewarding. I never thought that the people that use our boat and use the service, I would feel so gratified having them out. I think it's better for me than it is for them. I truly enjoy what we do, Barrier Free Plus, for a person in their home. I truly love what we do on the boat because I just like being on the water anyways. And one of the things that we do best is put smiles on people's faces, whether it's in their home or it's out with us.
A couple things. When we were out on the boat, we started mentioning the auto insurance. which you deal with a lot of insurance companies. And a couple of years ago, there's a new thing in Michigan where people could actually pick the coverage that they had. And you made a comment that those who pick the least amount of coverage, they could have a devastating lifetime disability. But those who pick the least amount, cheapest price out there, usually run out of that money by the time they leave the hospital.
Oftentimes, they run out of it when they're in the hospital.
Right. I just wanted to tease that real quick. In the industry, it's called a tease. I want people to listen to that, because if anyone has experience with the aftercare and how to do it right and how to prepare for this, it's you. So let's talk about that when we get back from break, okay? So, so important. You're listening to the Inside Outside Guys broadcasting with Barrier Free Plus right here on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to this bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Barrier Free Plus. For a free home assessment and design consultation on your bathroom, kitchen, and living space remodeling project, visit BarrierFreePlusInc.com or go to Barrier Free Plus Inc. on Facebook. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
Welcome back, everybody. The bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Barrier Free Plus. We've got Joe, Blair, David, and Zachary. Welcome, Zachary.
Thank you.
Zachary, you like to fish?
Yeah, all the time. When I go on vacation with my friends, stuff like that. It's kind of fun, too.
I bet. Joe, this is your son.
My one and only son, my best friend. He's 31 years old, and as I mentioned, he's lives with Down syndrome. And he helps a lot through the years, Dave and I, with things around the company. We'll come up with small jobs and marketing, and that's really, you know, he wants Mike Pierce's job. He wants to do sales and marketing. But tell him what you think about Barrier Free Plus, Zach.
Barrier Free Plus is just like my dad's days. Hot paper was bust your knees, Alzheimer's, science of death.
They help people, right?
Yes.
They help people.
And because I got friends, seem to be like that.
Yeah.
And they got like, run shoes, ramps, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I remember because my grandma, my mom's mom, she had trouble with stuff like that.
Yeah, your dad's company help people like your grandma, don't they?
Yeah, a lot of people need help.
Yeah, they do.
I certainly do. Ken, you were talking about insurance before we went to break.
Well, thanks, Zachary.
I was curious, Dave, can you guys help people carry that ball with insurers if there is a traumatic injury of some kind?
Well, we can assist them in the specification writing, helping them get the process going. They'll oftentimes need multiple bids on jobs, and we can try and provide those for them in order to get the process moving, because it's a slow process.
There's one job you're working on now that took 3 years to get through the insurer?
That's
took
unbelievable.
That is unbelievable.
That's average.
That's average.
That's sad.
We can, like Dave said, we can help with the process. We can't help with the coverage. You have to have unlimited PIP. There's people personal injury protection.
Okay.
There's people we work for now that Dave or Blair have built out additions or I've remodeled interiors. They were in the accident in 1980, and it's just now getting to the point where they've progressed all these years, and they've had small adjustments or mods done to the house. But now with the aging process, which It slows us down anyway, but add a traumatic injury to it, and as you age, those things become worse. Now, all of a sudden, 39 years, 29, 18 years later, they need doors wider because now they're in a wheelchair permanently. They're no longer on a walker. They need roll-in showers because grab bars don't work to get them in and out of tubs any longer. And if you have PIP, personal unlimited injury protection, it will pay for your life.
Now, back in those days, they had that automatically. That's not the case today when people buy auto insurance. And Dave, I was asking you earlier, where you've seen people that thought they were covered, they were set, that were out of money by the time they leave the hospital. Dave, do you have a sense? I mean, is it that much more to get the PIP, to get the unlimited coverage?
Well, my personal policy, when I looked at the difference, it was $80 every 6 months.
Yeah.
So $160 a year bought you that protection.
All right, so people need to understand what insurance is all about. What this insurance is doing is giving you a choice to save money now. I mean, because that's what this is, what insurance is.
Yes.
I mean, it's all insurance. Save money now or pay that $180. And if you're 20 years old and you get an accident, you're covered to the day you die. If you don't have it, you may run out by the time you leave the hospital. That is scary stuff.
It is, and it's a serious business. And like I say, and it, you never know at what age it could happen to you.
Right.
I mean, you can be a passenger in your parents' car, and they don't have coverage, and you might be 6 or 7 years old.
I have a friend, Chuck and I have a friend that walked down her basement stairs, fell, hit her head, and she lasted about 3 years. She just passed recently. The amount of coverage, and they actually ran out of insurance, which was part
of
the
biggest issue. She was paralyzed, I think, as a result of that.
And people out there, just think about that. That is so important. If you can't afford it, and we understand some people need the cheapest insurance because they need to get on the road. That is what it is. But if your budget allows you, you will be doing yourself and your family a favor, because who's going to take care of you if you don't have that coverage?
Well, the thing people don't consider is that you would not insure your home for $150,000 if your home was worth $300,000.
Even if it was
what's your life worth? What's the care that you're going to get worth?
That's a great point.
Because you can, as Dave said, you can be injured in a car accident 7, 8, 9 years old, and you can live to be 60. You're going to need care. And if you don't have unlimited PIP, you're not going to get that care.
So how early should someone be talking with Barrier Free Plus? Wait till an accident? Wait till you fall?
Well, we don't want to be an accident. Believe me, we don't run around thinking that we're going to be in an accident. We better contact Barrier Free Plus. You will contact Barrier Free Plus if the event happens. As far as the aging in place goes, that's something that every family is a little bit different. I've seen families where we've worked with 40-year-old people that just had bad bone structure. They had like
bad lower back.
And I've worked with people that are in their 90s that just now need us. So it's not really a good time to really have to worry about it.
But I want to make sure people understand that you've had a builder's license for 25 years. You can do anything for them. They don't have to have a disability or an aging-in-place issue. You are still able to refurbish their kitchen, their bathroom. You still do that kind of work. We refer you for that kind of work. But if you're there, you may say, hey, you're 50 years old. Do you want us to throw this in for you? How long do you plan on staying at the house? That's where you're the expert as well.
And we could do both.
Yeah.
And that's a neat thing.
And you understand universal design concepts, so I can get the best of everything out of the work you guys do and still age comfortably in that home, right?
Well, one of the beautiful things about our company is that when either Joe or Blair or myself are at the house, we can look at it and they can say, okay, we got this bathroom that's 5x7. If we take some room out of a closet, we could get you a larger, more accessible shower area. And they'll bring that information back. We can actually draw it up at the shop, take it out to them, present it to them with written specifications.
You guys are the experts, right? And if someone does call Barrier Free Plus, they're probably going to, they're going to talk to Dave, Blair, or yourself, Joe, right?
Yep, and let's talk about the brighter side of what we do. We get referrals from people that are looking to retire. The greatest thing in life, you can retire, and they're going to stay at home. Well, if they're going to stay at home, we can go out while they're working. Maybe they plan to retire in 18 months, and their planner says, while you're working, do these remodels so that you can continue to pay for them out of your earnings instead of out of your retirement. So that's the bright side of it. As you're ready to retire, call us because we'd like to be part of your retirement planning. But the last thing I have to say is, with everything that No Limits Fishing does for the community, I mean, it's fabulous. You know, sorry, but I'm going to go there. Dig deep if you can. It's a personal request. Go to nolimitsfishing.org and donate, because this boat is run on donations, not
not salaries, not tips, on donations. So send a veteran fishing, send a special needs child fishing, send some people that are retiring and just no longer to maintain a boat themselves fishing.
You guys enjoy donating your time to this right here. So please, people that can help them financially, you help them with the money, they'll take these people out for no cost, right?
That's just an unbelievable thing, and you and I got to experience it. And you can tell you guys love what you do, Blair and Dave. You love it.
Dave, Blair, Joe, Zachary, thank you so much for coming on with us today. It was a great show. Got a lot of education out there. Again, everybody, if you're thinking you are going to need some help in the future, or you know someone that needs some help today, make sure you go to theinsideoutsideguys.com, click on Barrier Free Plus, give them a call today. Once again, you've been listening to The Inside Outside Guys, only on AM 760 WJR.